Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, everybody. You know, I talk about a lot of things. You know, the last month or so, I've been talking about the Hollywood Dreams. You know, Hollywood Dreams, you know, the song. But I'm going to play that. But I realized that as an artist, I should expose the world to my old songs or songs that I release. So I'm going to play a few so you'll hear it in sequence of to a few minutes. I'm going to start off with some of my pop all the way down to my rock. Here we go.
Thank you.
to be the best I could be. So I tried very hard at my school in order to succeed.
On these songs, but I co-written every one of them. It was a joy to do. I like to give credit when credit's due. I'm just one of the songwriters of all these songs, and it was a joy in my legacy to make all these songs. I hope to make more, but I don't know. I've done it so long, and you know why, the reason why I made all these songs, this is, you know, I wanted to make my Hollywood dreams come true, you know. And this is the reason why they've just been released. Few indie artists who release it in the way I do on you know, Twitter and Instagram or wherever I release the videos. You know, you see me on Vivo, or maybe you see me on MTV. I don't have, I think I may not be on MTV directly. Maybe I am. I don't know. I don't have access, but you know, maybe plus I'm still an upcoming artist for the last decade or so. You know, it was a blessing to at least be a part of the art. Because, you know, today I was playing my keyboard in my living room and doing it just for me, not for performance. It's just practice. And listening to all the practice, you know, like I wrote some songs like Basic Jam and some other things, singing. I've been doing it for so long, you know, I love to sing, but, they, you know, it's about, you know, these songs were about making songs, you know, on the keyboard and doing long jam sessions for myself to practice. But it's great to be involved as a singer, artist, or as a songwriter, because I'm both. You heard the song I Do Love You, part of it, where I played the keyboard. You know, I'm as afraid as my voice shows, you know, is great, but I think as an artist, I think, well, I know I got a great voice. Sometimes if you hear it on a song, you may not perceive, you know, my voice is probably lower than it is or whatever, but it's time, money, you know, I don't have a big recording studio or a lot of money to show the full extent of what I do musically because it's limitations. That's what a starving artist is. And I came out here a long time ago to be in the music industry. And it was a police try, and it came a long way, and I'm still doing it. So if you like any of those songs, because some of those are pop, rock, it's a mixture. The rock is like one era, I would say, of my life. I was in, I was rock. So it's about my life. The rock is about a lot of it, you know, it's about my life. Well, Forever Run Through Time and a lot of the pop music is about love, falling in love. And then the other songs are about adversity, you know, it's a mixture. It was great to write, but more importantly, to sing. And I hope you like it. My songs, and they're out there for you if you like any of them, okay? I don't think they got as many exposure as it could, but they've been out there. So if you have any questions about my singing or songwriting, contact me at Dove Meets Love Twitter. Maybe I can give out my email address, DoveNeesLove22@yahoo.com. DoveNeesLove22 @yahoo.com or Dove, DoveNeeds, love, Twitter. When I say Dove needs love is just, I'm a lovable person. It does not mean that I need love, you know, or want love, you know, like sex or something, because that's not what it's about. And I realized that while I was getting all these vulgar emails with people showing things, and that it was not my intention to have that email. The reason why I had that email is because I lost another email where it was connected to my other sites, video sites that I now lost. So Dovney's Love 22 just means I'm lovable. It does not mean I want sex. So I hope that there's no more sex emails, because, you know, I'm a racist, you know. But the most important part of this broadcast is to tell you about those songs that are still out there. And I'm going to do it periodically, because maybe people would like or want to know about those songs. Because those songs probably will be out forever in some way, you know. So I was fortunate in a sense to do demos, but that's only one aspect of being an artist. The other aspect of the artist, I feel, for musically, is to be a performing person. And I feel I've done the best I could, and I've done that as well, performing in front of people. For my Buddhist part, singing for my Buddhist members, or singing so many times on public access, or singing in the clubs at West Hollywood and the Valleys and Santa Monica, I feel I paid my dues and role of wanting to do what I need to do. And I hope to do it again. And playing online, singing I Do Love You with my keyboard, I've done so much. My albums, the songs you like, are out there. They're out there on Twitter and Deezer, Apple. It's out there for you to enjoy, because it's professional. So if you have any questions, let me know, because I am an artiste in music and an actor. I act in my videos. You know, I played my Tragedy Is Not What I Am song, and there was, you know, acting part of the video, the music video. I know that some people thought, oh, God, that looked weird, how the way I was acting, but that was not, they thought it was some way out. It's something that musicians do when they make videos. I'm on Vivo. So you look at my Vivo videos, I design my album covers, a lot of them, not all of them. Well, I try to. It's because of the powers that be wanted me to. I had to redo album covers to fit their repertoire and include the people in vivo. You know, I designed videos and they did not like, but some of my videos got there, like, I really want to get to know you. I designed a video and I designed a lot of my videos. Yeah, album covers and yeah. So it's great to be an all-around artist. But there's so much more to do. I have books I released about songwriters, past and present. There's lyrics in there. The Slow Evolution of Dove Knight. That was my EPs. They're out there, too. There's EPs of Slow Evolution of Dove Knight a long time ago, before I released all these albums. So there's EPs, there's singles. I've done enough. And the reason why I must tell you this, another reason, is I may release perhaps another album. And that may be it, but I don't know. Being a creator, I can't say yes or no because I always love to create or do something creative. I think I'm always creative for the rest of my life. I have to. So maybe it's not it. I don't know. But it may be an eighth album on the way. I'll let you know when it happens. And when I do, I'm not going to give any hints out. I'm just going to tell you it's out. And I'll let you know. I don't know when. But I've done a lot. Some people think my songwriting is so provided and just think of me. Some people think of me as a singer, and that's fine. But I am all. I'm a versatile. You know, the artiste lifestyle, the creative lifestyle, is very, very complex. But it's great. The joy of making that song or creating a song that I would like to release. Some of my songs are not, you know, like I Do Love You was not done in a recording studio. Maybe my voice was not as prepared, but my voice is versatile. It's great. I have a great voice. I have a great song. I own, you know, whatever comes out, you know, it's all for you. And thank you for listening. I would suggest just consider listening a little bit. Keep an open mind. Keep an open mind and keep reaching for the stars. Good day, good night for Dove Knight.